Chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled back from the tomb. But on entering, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, while they were wondering what to make of this, that behold, two men stood by them in dazzling raiment. And when the women were struck with fear and bowed their faces to the ground, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And having returned from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women who were with them, who were telling these things to the apostles. But this tale seemed to them to be nonsense, and they did not believe the women. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths laid there. And he went away, wondering to himself at what had come to pass. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which is 60 stadia from Jerusalem. And they were talking to each other about all these things that had happened. And it came to pass, while they were conversing and arguing together, that Jesus himself also drew near and went along with them. But their eyes were held, that they should not recognize him. And he said to them, "What words are these that you are exchanging as you walk and are sad?" But one of them, named Cleophas, answered and said to him, "Art thou the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in work and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be sentenced to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who should redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, today is the third day since these things came to pass. And moreover, certain women of our company who were at the tomb before it was light astounded us, and not finding his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he is alive. So some of our company went to the tomb and found it even as the women had said, but him they did not see. But he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken! Did not the Christ have to suffer these things before entering into his glory? And beginning then with Moses and with all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things referring to himself. And they drew near to the village to which they were going, and he acted as though he were going on. And they urged him, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is getting towards evening, and the day is now far spent.' And he went in with them. And it came to pass, when he reclined at table with them, that he took the bread, and blessed, and broke, and began handing it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, 'Was not our heart burning within us while he was speaking on the road and explaining to us the scriptures?' And rising up that very hour, they returned to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them, saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' And they themselves began to relate what had happened on the journey, and how they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Now while they were talking of these things, Jesus stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace to you. It is I. Do not be afraid." But they were startled and panic-stricken and thought that they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you disturbed, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Feel me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And having said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But as they still disbelieved and marveled for joy, he said, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And when he had eaten in their presence, he took what remained and gave it to them. And he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled that are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their minds that they might understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus the Christ should suffer and should rise again from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you yourselves are witnesses of these things. And I send forth upon you the promise of my Father. But wait here in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Now he led them out towards Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, as he blessed them, that he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.